Chapter 2. Christmas Eve. Before they went to bed, they listened to the regional weather report. It said that snow was expected to fall through the night and into Christmas Eve, but that it was unlikely to continue until Christmas Day itself. A warm front was approaching over the Atlantic Ocean. "I always think," Hillary remarked, "of a warm front as belonging to a décolleté regency lady, thrusting her opulent prow, as it were, into some consequential rout or ball, and warming it up no end. The ball, I mean." "No doubt," his aunt tartly rejoined, "and Cressida will fulfil that questionable role at the coming function." "Well, you know, darling, I rather think she may," said Hillary, and kissed his aunt good night. When Troy hung her red dress in her wardrobe that night, she discovered that the recess in which it had been built must be flanked by a similar recess in the forester's room, so that the ancient wall that separated them had been in this section removed, and a thin partition separated their respective hanging cupboards. Mrs. Forrester at this very moment was evidently disposing of her own garments. Troy could hear the scrape of coat hangers on the rail. She jumped violently when her own name was shouted, almost, as it seemed, into her ear. "Troy! Odd sort of Christian name!" Distantly, Colonel Forrester could be heard to say, "No, I understand now of a famous..." His head, Troy thought, was momentarily engulfed in some garment. Mrs. Forrester sounded extremely cross. "You know what I think about it," she shouted, and rattled the coat hangers. "I said, you know..." Troy, reprehensibly, was riveted in her wardrobe. "Don't trust..."